Hello.
Hello, yes, good afternoon. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Darlene Davis, please?
No, you have the wrong number.
Okay, ma'am, that's no problem. We can actually do this survey with anyone online. Would you have a few minutes to participate?
How long?
Okay, this survey takes about 10 minutes, ma'am.
All right, I'll give you 10 minutes.
All right, let's go. Okay, ma'am, and that's that was you, right? Or you say it was not you, right?
Right.
Darlene. Okay, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and open on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, ma'am, and does anyone in the house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you 18 and older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be a definitely vote, probably vote, 50-50, or will not vote?
Definitely will.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, just for qualification purposes, what is your age?
58.
Okay, 58. All right, thank you. Okay, and just for to be sure that we're representing everybody, what is your race?
White.
Okay, thank you. All right, ma'am, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied in which the country is headed.
Oh, okay. Very dissatisfied. Okay. All right, ma'am, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you are very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, like a neutral, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization, just let me know and I'll move to the next one. The first one will be charter schools.
90% favorable.
90%. Okay. The U.S. Department of Education.
20%.
20. The National Education Association, or NEA.
12%.
12. Okay. Moms for Liberty.
Not aware of them.
Okay. Woke culture or wokeism?
2%.
2%. Okay, Joe Biden.
-120%.
Okay, so it'll be a 0, right?
All right, if that's the lowest you got.
That's the lowest I got. Okay, public school teachers.
95%.
95, okay. Donald Trump.
100%.
100%, okay. And public schools.
75% school teachers for me. Make them 75%.
Okay, 75. Gotcha.
And public schools, 60%.
60%, okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am, and generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Would you say excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Just fair.
Just fair, okay. All right, and next, would you say that charter schools or public schools do better job educating students? Would that be public schools much better, public schools somewhat better? Charter schools are somewhat better, or charter schools much better?
Charter schools much better.
Okay, charter schools much better. Right. All right, ma'am, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for, you know, for each of the following. Please rate me on each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very important for public schools to prepare students, 5 means somewhat important for public schools to prepare students, and 0 means it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic, okay? You may use any number from 0 to 10. The first one is
okay.
Embrace American values and be proud American citizens. Would that be not important at all? But you can choose any
very
number.
Important.
Very
10.
Important. 10, right? Okay, mm-hmm. What about mm-hmm. our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
Six.
But a 6? Okay. What about provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
10.
10? Okay. Truthfully understand all the American history, the good and the bad.
10.
10. Okay. Become more organized and have a structure.
10.
And help America compete and beat other countries in the future, you know, in future tech and global job market.
7.
7 on that one. Okay, 7. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public school education?
Just about the right amount.
About the right amount. Okay. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
No? Okay. All right. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Okay. All right, ma'am, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or, you know, CRT, which is not actually taught in kindergarten through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say, you know, that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
I would disagree.
Would that, so I strongly disagree or just somewhat disagree on that one?
Strongly disagree that it's about politics.
Oh. Okay. All right. Now, how much have you heard or seen or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little,
I've
or
heard
nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay. All right, ma'am, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. The first one says, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you strongly agree with that? Somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Okay, hold on. We're going to have to break this down slowly because I'm really, really mixed on here. So would I agree that individual parents have a right to change the school curriculum based on their feelings? I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree on that one. Okay, somewhat
agree.
Okay, so the other one says public school students shouldn't learn about, you know, the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you say you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I believe the truth should be told.
Oh, so you strongly agree with that.
They should learn, yes.
Oh, okay, so it's strongly agree, right? Or somewhat agree?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Strongly.
All right. A certain amount of politics, you know, is unavoidable in classroom discussion. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss, you know, educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Would you agree with that or disagree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. Thank you. All right, ma'am. And I'm going to read you a list of ideas, you know, that some would say that help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly agree. I mean, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it, okay? Giving parents
okay.
the power to veto curriculum decisions in their school.
I agree.
That's support.
Read it again. Wait a second, sir. Read it again, please.
Giving parents the power to veto, you know, curriculum decisions in their school.
To be in on the decisions, yes, I strongly agree.
No, this is like to veto, you know, veto curriculum decisions in their school.
To what, veto?
Yes.
What do you mean, veto?
Like V-E-T-O, okay,
veto.
Yes,
I'm sorry, veto.
Veto, yes.
Giving parents the ability to veto curriculum in their school. Veto curriculum in their school. I agree.
Strongly or just somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Okay, what about?
Because they could always change schools.
Okay, protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality.
How is that worded again?
Protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against...
I strongly disagree. Strongly disagree.
So this one is about opposing or supporting, okay? So be strongly opposed,
so
right?
I strongly oppose, right.
Okay. All right. What about increasing discipline in schools?
Strongly disapprove.
Disapprove. Okay. What about adding an ethnic studies unit to the kindergarten through 12th public school curriculum?
Strongly disapprove, because those things get so twisted. Yeah, why break it down? Why break it down like that? Just people are people. Why break it down into different groups, like separating everybody mentally? No.
Okay. What about
no special need for that?
Making it easier for parents to challenge books in school libraries to they see as pornographic or books that they believe, you know, ideal improperly with racial issues.
That's a hard call, because recently, like, To Kill a Mockingbird and Tom Sawyer were banned, and while I understand why, that was also a part of America, and that reading books like that and experience that part of life gives parents an opportunity, and sometimes educators, to open up a dialogue with children on the reality of that. And it really shows, I mean, it's hard to teach a child that a stove is hot unless the child gets close to it or, God forbid, touches it. But to see that kind of a book, to read that and understand where the mindset was, I think does more for bringing people together than banning it. So that's really a hard question for me to answer. I know, right? This is a hard question. So do I want parents to have more power to veto a book? I know there are also inappropriate books in the school libraries now. Do I want parents to have more power to veto books in the public library?
Well, this is a challenge.
Oh, my friend, this is a hard one.
To challenge books.
Right, this is... Oh, to challenge. Oh, so
yes.
Just to challenge them,
yes,
not
to
actually...
Books.
So to challenge them, yeah, I think parents should have that right.
Okay, so be strongly support that or somewhat support?
Let's just go with somewhat support.
Oh, okay.
Because
thank
that's
you.
Another slippery slope where people, you know, get offended by the cat and then we spend all day defending. Anyway, I'm a child of the 60s. Just bear with me. This is so much for you to take.
Some U.S. cities, you know, have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for kindergarten through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decisions to add a Black Studies unit to the kindergarten through 12 public school curriculum?
I suppose I oppose it strongly because when I was a child, we learned all that. It was just called social studies. There was no specific group. We didn't separate. These are the black people. These are the white people. These are the German people. These are English. It was just people. It was just people.
Okay.
This is ridiculous. It's, I feel like we're going back to the whites only water fountain mentality in this country. Everybody's being segregated so hard. It is disgusting. I don't do this with my friends at parties. I don't do this when I go out in public. Why would I have my children do it? This is horrific. Go ahead. Keep asking me these horrible questions. I'm so sorry.
We almost finished with this survey. I really appreciate your time, okay?
No problem, sir. I'm sorry. I'm getting emotional.
Next, I'm going to read you some arguments the other might make about education in America. Please rate me using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find that is, you know, this statement a very convincing argument. A 5 is somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that you don't find it all convincing at all, okay? Here's the first one.
Okay.
History teachers have the responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, you know, when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts of, you know, that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back these attempts to rewrite history, not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. After hearing that, would you say that it is not convincing at all, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
10. Very 10. Convincing. 10.
Okay. All right. Working for a diverse classrooms, you know, for diverse classrooms and exclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also a smart move for kids, you know, of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that colleges and employers value. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing? But you can choose any number from 0 to 10.
Very convincing. I'll give it a 10.
Okay. All right, ma'am. And when we don't allow non-experts to yell, you know, to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery, or, you know, at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house, It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning, you know, their credentials and studying their subject matters. So teachers should decide what to include in, you know, in the school curriculum, not parents and certainly not politicians. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
So what number would you say from 5?
You know what? I'll give it a 4.
4.
Because teachers are just people too, yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, ma'am. All right, ma'am. Sometimes
over the
course of the survey, you know, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public schools students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today. Would you strongly agree with that, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
You said in the United States, right? So I'm gonna somewhat disagree, because there are worse countries that currently have slaves right now all over the world, and if we're really going to combat slavery, we need to look at slavery and not just the history of it. So
okay,
I'm going to
somewhat
disagree on that, because that's a microcosm of the issue.
Okay.
And
all
I
right.
feel like it's just, yeah.
Okay, you got
go ahead, I'm sorry.
The other one says teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I Somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right, ma'am. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only. Okay. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
6 credits short of my AA. So, 3 years of college.
Okay, do I have some college or vocational certificate or college graduate, like bachelor? Some college.
Some college.
Okay, alright. Alright, and which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Self-employed.
Okay, so be the same. I don't have employed. So employed, right?
Okay. Employed. All right. Yes.
All right. And are you married, unmarried, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Live with a partner.
Okay, living with a partner. Okay, and regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, and independent, or something else?
Independent,
okay. All right, ma'am, do you have any children 18 years of age, younger, living with you in the household?
No.
No children, okay. And although, you know, you don't have any, you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in the household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or home school in the last 10 years?
As a matter of fact, yes, I do. One of each.
Okay. All right. All right, thinking about your approach in political issues, would you describe yourself to be very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
That's really hard. I'm going to go with I'm going to go right in the middle, moderate.
Moderate, okay. All right, and how often do you attend church or religious services? Would you say twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, hardly ever, or never?
So I'm a solitary practitioner. So, I mean, how many times do I go to an organized building to worship at recognized religion, or how many times do I commune with my creative myself?
Every week, right?
Yes.
Because I have twice a week or more.
Twice a week or more. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, and for each of the following descriptions, sorry, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in the household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian? Does apply to you or applies to someone in the household or does not apply?
Someone in the household is born again.
Okay, what about is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No.
No one. Okay.
No one.
All right. Okay, ma'am, the last question. How would you describe the area where you live, urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
All right, ma'am, that was the last question. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, okay? I know it was a little bit more than 10 minutes, but we got it. Thank you very much
for
your
time. That's okay. This was very interesting. Thank you very much for taking your time to do the survey. I can only imagine its importance, and I appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.
You have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye.